Hotline Bling, only on Midday Boost with Michelle.
When was the last time you peed outside, Kia?
I don't like that.
Really?
I also don't like people that do it.
I've done it. Guilty,
why?
Guilty.
Why do you do that?
What? No, it was outside. I was with you, actually, remember?
It happened this weekend, actually.
No, I didn't do that this weekend.
On Friday, yes.
Really?
Yes, we were on our way from Lichtenberg. Yes,
it was
Friday.
Not me. Was
it
that
was,
me?
It was, yeah. Really? I was quite disappointed, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm also disappointed in myself. So what, Kia? Ow.
You're
there was no toilet there.
It's littering.
So, I know. Apologies. But something is happening in Johannesburg. And you know, whenever something happens in Johannesburg, it filters out into different provinces. So the Johannesburg Metro Police Department is tightening its grip on public urination, warning that offenders could face spot fines. Damn, should have gotten that one on Friday. Arrest or even criminal prosecutions. Authorities note that public urination not only violates municipal regulations, but also poses serious health risk, damages infrastructure, and contributes to increasingly unsanitary public spaces. However, a zero-tolerance approach supported by 24-hour CCTV surveillance, damn, raises questions about whether enough accessible, clean, and well-maintained public facilities are available, especially in high-traffic areas. Like when we were from Lichtenberg, I didn't see any toilet gear, so please don't blame me. So right now, we are joined by leading scientists and specialists in water resource and waste management and governance in South Africa, Karen Bosman. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michelle, and good afternoon to the UFM listeners.
Thank you very much for joining us. That is a mouthful. You know your title. Do you?
Is it how? And I hear you say, you guys, so you won't mind me saying the SH1T word, but for short, that's what I do. I stir it and I sort it out.
Okay, I see. So what does, you know, public urination indicate about the state of sanitation infrastructure in the city of Johannesburg?
Well, it basically underpins the fact that there's no public toilet facilities available for people because, you know, it's an embarrassing thing to be able, you have to go, and there's no public toilet that's clean, that's close by. And so... You cannot reverse what's coming. You have to go. And yeah. If there's no public facilities available, you got to go. But it's always been against the law, and it does have a significant public health impact.
Yeah, but to be fair, are there enough accessible and well-maintained public, you know, toilets in high-traffic areas?
No, you know, and I know there's not. You know that the reason that you went into the public in Lichtenberg is because... The only facilities that's available is maybe at a filling station, and those are disgusting.
Yeah,
so
true.
If it's disgusting for a guy, imagine for a woman who have to go to one of those facilities. I mean, I travel through small places or small towns in South Africa all the time, and I can guarantee you, I would rather go in the veld than in a toilet at the filling station. And the municipality makes absolutely no provision for public ablution facilities.
Yeah, indeed. So what are some of the environmental impacts repeated public urination in urban areas? What are those impacts over there?
Well, I want to first talk about the health, because before we look at the environment and the birds and bees and fishes and trees, we need to look at the people. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it is a bodily fluid that we excrete together with all the pathogens that we carry. And all the diseases that we have. So if you have, maybe you won't know if you're a cholera carrier. Mm-hmm. You won't know if you're a typhoid carrier. You urinate, it ends up in somebody else's backyard where the kids play in the soil. They don't know you urinated in their backyard. The kids play in it, and the kids get sick and get diarrhea. And you know that the leading cause amongst deaths of kids less than 5 years old in South Africa is diarrhea, gastrointestinal diseases, and that is all as a result of poor public sanitation. We are literally killing babies because we pee in public.
Yeah, oh my word. So what advice would you give, you know, municipalities from a health standpoint when dealing with this kind of issue?
Oh, I mean, for the municipalities, actually there's a very good solution. Apart from the fact that our urine specifically carries diseases and pathogens that can kill us, it also carries extremely valuable nutrients, specifically nitrates and phosphates. So my recommendation would be for municipalities to implement public toilet facilities with urine capture and nutrient recycling. And even your black waste, if they would implement urine diverting toilets, for example, and people can go and Google or ChatGPT about what's a urine diverting toilet if you've never heard of it.
Yeah.
You can separate your yellow waste and your black waste, and you guys know exactly what I mean.
Yes.
And the yellow waste specifically is valuable. The English expression that you're so poor you don't have a pot to pee in comes from the fact that people used to sell their urine for other people to recover the nutrients. And that will mean that we need to spend less money on imported fertilizer. If you just think one small town with 200,000 inhabitants, each producing 1 liter of urine per day, that is 200 tons of urine.
Yep.
Even if we can recover 50% of that, we can recover enough nitrates, which is CAN, which is a nitrate fertilizer, that currently sells at 2,000 rand a ton.
Wow.
If you can collect your urine and sell it, you can maintain all the infrastructure while paying less taxes. There's a resource that we currently literally peeing away.
Karen, thank you very much for taking our call. Very insightful, by the way. Thank you very much for giving us time and taking our call, Karen.
100% anytime, Marcel. Have a good afternoon.
You too. That is Karen Bosman, a leading scientist and specialist in water resource and waste management and governance in South Africa.